I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan marked 2 years of civil war this week. It's a far cry from the hopeful independence of 2011. Today, a political squabble that escalated into a fight between the Dinka and Nuer tribes looks anything but peaceful. Food for the Hungry's George Nzomo says thousands of refugees are coming back anyway. He says the gospel is woven through everything they do, and it's a timely message for now and for the future. And a Kids Alive International partner is keeping up the fight in a hopeless place, Guatemala. The Association of Christian Homes in Guatemala is protecting children in the system. Corby Duke says they work within the network of children's homes, making sure the kids are getting not just care, but also help. This year, they'll focus on specialized training and trauma therapy. Would you continue to pray with this ministry for healing? We'll connect you with action points for both of these ministries at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.